Now, just before we move on to music, I've got some rather sad news to share with you. It's not new news, but news I only became aware of a day or two ago, and it struck me that perhaps other listeners had not heard the sad news, that Picasso is not with us any longer. If you were listening to the show in September of last year, you will recall we chatted to Joanne Lefson about her new book telling the story of the famous painting pig whose artwork was helping to fund an animal rescue center outside of Franschhoek and whose story had just captured the hearts of animal lovers all over the world. You'll recall that Joanne herself had rescued the little piglet from an industrial hog farm and cared for her as she grew into a very large adult pig with a hefty creative streak and a talent for putting paint on paper. And Joanne told their story with immense humor and pathos in her book, Picasso. At the time she joined us in studio last September, she did mention, though, that her beloved celebrity pig was starting to show signs of age. And I'm afraid to tell you that things went downhill quite rapidly thereafter. And earlier this month, Picasso crossed the Rainbow Bridge into piggy heaven, just a couple of weeks short of her 8th birthday, I believe it was. Joanne is with us on the line now. And oh, Joanne, I'm so sorry, because even though I know that you knew this day was coming, it must have been very hard for you and for everybody who's part of the Farm Sanctuary family to say goodbye and see this journey come to an end.
Yeah, Pippa, hi. Good to speak to you again. Yeah, as he's mentioned, I mean, we knew she was suffering from chronic rheumatoid arthritis. So the last time she actually stood up on her own was actually at the book launch at the beginning of October at the sanctuary in Franschhoek. So from there on out, it's really been, you know, it had been a very emotional roller coaster ride of all my staff helping to get her up in the mornings. And really, we did that for a number of months until all her legs had packed up, and then we knew it was going to be a very fast spiral. And that actually happened. She passed away on the 1st of March. And, yeah, as you say, I mean, you see it coming, but, you know, final is final, and it's a whole different concept when the energy's, you know, sort of is gone. So it's been emotional. It was very tough at the end. Yeah. The saddest, well, I mean, maybe it's two ways to look at it, but Dr. Jane Goodall, who's a very big fan of Picasso, knew about Picasso's health and wanted to come and meet her before it was too late. And she arrived on the Saturday, and Picasso passed away on the Friday.
Oh.
So they didn't actually end up meeting, but we had a wonderful celebration of Picasso's life on the Saturday evening with many people, and it was a beautiful moment as well. So, yeah.
I mean, when I heard the news, Joanne, the first thing I did was go and haul out my copy of the book, which was autographed by both you and by Picasso herself, because it's got a snout print on the front page, which I so treasure. And I thought, you know, what a story and what an inspiring story this has been, that even though she may be gone and the story of watching her create the art has come to an end, the legacy of what she has represented is one that will continue even if she's not with us anymore. Because, I mean, over the years, it's not only about the hundreds of thousands and more that were raised auctioning and selling off her artworks. It's about what she represented as the sort of the beacon of the story of your farm sanctuary. Do you maybe just want to reflect on that and that how that now becomes part of her legacy?
Yes, well, you know, I always say it's not how long you live, it's what you actually do with your life. Now I get emotional. And, you know, I mean, who would have thought that a piglet that was rescued at 1 month of age would go literally from the slaughterhouse, if she would have been slaughtered 6 months, to ending up becoming the world's greatest non-human artist that's ever lived in human history. So unbelievable story, unbelievable life. She made a huge impact. And not only has sustained this sanctuary for years to come, but as you say, inspired people around the world to look at what they eat, to look at how animals are raised on factory farming, on factory farms today. And really her legacy, as you say, also continues through Farm Sanctuary. We've got a couple of exhibitions still planned this year. Her art's tripled in price. Mm. It's flying out the door. So we're also dealing with that. So, you know, she leaves a fantastic legacy, great records that she broke, and really just continues and will always, you know, be the pig, that record-breaking pig that inspired people to look at farm animals differently.
Well, Joanne, thank you for the role you've played in telling that story so beautifully and putting it out there into the world. I believe that a documentary about her life is in the making. How long do we have to wait until we get to see that?
Well, it's about 95% done. Okay. We just got to now fill in the end pieces and pull it all together. But we're hoping by the end of June, July, we'll be able to release it. And yeah, I want to try and get it onto the pink carpet one of these days. But but as I say, I just feel so privileged to have been a part of, you know, just such an incredible story. Sorry, don't be sorry, Joanne.
I'm sure there are a good few listeners having a sniffle in their tissues as they listen to this, who have followed this story all the years and who read your book and, as you said, just appreciated so much more than just the story of the quirkiness of a pig picking up a paintbrush. There was so much more and so many layers to that story, which you did such a great job of highlighting. And I'm really, really sad for all of you at Farm Sanctuary, for I know it must be a terrible emotional loss for you, but what a wonderful legacy left behind. And thank you for joining us again today and for putting that beautiful book out so that others can learn from her story and your experience with her. And please keep in touch with us. We'd love to chat to you again when that documentary is ready to go out.
Thanks, Pippa. Thanks a lot for your support over the years as well. Really appreciate it.
Joanne Lefson, and if you haven't read the book, please look for a copy. It is still available in hardcover, published by Castle, distributed in South Africa via Jonathan Ball. It's called Pig Cast. So I'm going to treasure forever my copy that was autographed by both the author and the artist at the heart of the book. It will remain a favourite on my bookshelf. Thank you, Joanne, for joining us today.